This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Closing arguments are underway today in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. Federal prosecutor Julia Schwartz told the jury legislation should not be bought, but that's what was happening here. The government is expected to take today and tomorrow to summarize the racketeering conspiracy case against Madigan and McLean. Defense lawyers will then make their closing arguments after that. Planned Parenthood of Illinois plans to close four health centers as it faces financial challenges. In a statement, the organization said health centers in Englewood on Chicago's South Side, as well as Ottawa, Decatur, and Bloomington in central Illinois, will close. Planned Parenthood says it's adding appointments to other health clinics. The Chicago Bears have formally introduced Ben Johnson as the team's new head coach. The former Lions offensive coordinator says quarterback Caleb Williams played a big role in his decision to come to Chicago after just one virtual interview with Bears management. Johnson plans on putting Williams at the center of the team's playbook.
This offense will be calibrated with him in mind. We're going to build this thing. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope. We're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost, and then with the pieces around him next.
In addition to Williams, Johnson says the people in the building, from the players to staff, set the Bears opening apart from others in the league. He feels this team has enough talent to make a playoff run in 2025 and says players should expect to be challenged more than they ever have before. And the prestigious James Beard Awards has announced its 2025 semifinalists. The list includes 22 Chicago eateries and chefs. Carino in Uptown is the sole Chicago spot nominated in the Best New Restaurant category. Chef Lee Wolen of Boca is among semifinalists for Outstanding Chef. The Beards are celebrating 35 years of recognizing the best in America's food scene. Finalists will be announced in April, and the award ceremony will be held right here in Chicago in June. Weather, a cold day, but it is marginally warmer. Cloudy, breezy, a high in the low 20s. The wind chill as low as 9 below zero. And then tonight, cloudy, a little bit of light snow, a low in the mid-teens. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and cold, high in the upper teens. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.